So today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 2. Text number
16.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate
vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Shushrusho
Shadadhanasya
Vasudeva Katha Uruchi Siyat Mahatsevaya Vipra Punyatirta Nishevanat Shushrushro Shadadhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi
Vasudeva Kataruchi
Yan Mahatsevaya Vipra Punyatirta Nishevana Shushrusho Shradadhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi
Vasudeva Kataruchi
Dhan Mahatsevaya Vipra
Dhan Mahatsevaya Vipra
Punyatirta Nishevanat
Punyatirta Nishevanat
Shushrusho.
Shushrusho.
One who is engaged in hearing. Shadadhanasya.
Shadadhanasya.
With care and attention.
With care and attention.
Vasudeva.
Vasudeva.
In respect to Vasudeva.
In respect to Vasudeva.
Katha.
Katha.
The message.
The message.
Ruchi.
Ruchi.
Affinity.
Affinity.
Siyat.
Siyat.
Is made possible.
Is made possible.
Mahatsevaya.
Mahatsevaya.
By service rendered to pure devotees.
By service rendered to pure devotees.
Vipra.
Vipra.
O twice born.
O twice born.
Punyatirta.
Punyatirta.
Those who are cleansed of all vice.
Those who are cleansed of all vice.
Nishevanat.
Nishevanat.
By service.
By service.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O twice born sages.
O kaks korda sünninud targad.
I will just go straight through and then you can do a trend like yesterday. That'll make it smoother. O twice born sages. By serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. Purport. The conditioned life of a living being is caused by his revolting against the Lord. There are men called Deva, or godly living beings, and there are men called asuras, or demons, who are against the authority of the Supreme Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter, rather, a vivid description of the asuras is given, in which it is said that the asuras are put into lower and lower states of ignorance life after life, and so sink to the lower animal forms, and have no information of the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead. These asuras are gradually rectified to God consciousness by the mercy of the Lord's liberated servitors in different countries, according to the supreme will. Such devotees of God are very confidential associates of the Lord, and when they come to save human society from the dangers of godlessness, they are known as the powerful incarnations of the Lord, as sons of the Lord, as servants of the Lord, or as associates of the Lord. But none of them falsely claim to be God themselves. This is a blasphemy declared by the Asuras, and the demoniac followers of such Asuras also accept pretenders as God or his incarnation. In the revealed scriptures, there is definite information of the incarnation of God. No one should be accepted as God or an incarnation of God unless he is confirmed by the revealed scriptures. The servants of God are to be respected as God by the devotees who actually want to go back to Godhead. Such servants of God are called Mahatmas or Tirthas, and they preach according to particular time and place. The servants of God urge people to become devotees of the Lord. They never tolerate being called God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was God himself, according to the indication of the revealed scriptures, but he played the part of a devotee. People who knew him to be God addressed him as God, but he used to block his ears with his hands and chant the name of Lord Vishnu. He strongly protested against being called God, although undoubtedly he was God himself. The Lord behaved so to warn us against unscrupulous men who take pleasure in being addressed as God. The servants of God come to propagate God consciousness, and intelligent people should cooperate with them in every respect. By serving the servant of God, one can please God more than by directly serving the Lord. The Lord is more pleased when he sees that his servants are properly respected, because such servants risk everything for the service of the Lord and so are very dear to the Lord. The Lord declares in the Bhagavad Gita 18:69 that no one is dearer to him than one who risks everything to preach his glory. By serving the servants of the Lord, one gradually gets the quality of such servants, and thus one becomes qualified to hear the glories of God. The eagerness to hear about God is the first qualification of a devotee eligible for entering the kingdom of God. Om Jnanatimadam Dashaganandjana Shalakayam Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Jina Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadhamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, we were discussing the other day the origin of the soul. Some persons say that the soul originated in the Brahmajyoti, which is absurd because everything originates in the personality of Krishna.
Et me rääkisime sellest, et ükspäev rääkisime sellest, et hind tuleb Brahmajyotist, aga tegelikult ei ole see tõsi, sest kõik tuleb Jumalast.
And here it indicates that
ja siin on öeldud, et
the conditioned life of a living being is caused by his revolting against the Lord.
Et elusolene tingimustes sõltuv elu on põhjustatud tema mässamisest Jumala vastu.
So revolting means that he was a conscious living being.
Mässamine tähendab seda, et ta oli olend, kellel oli teadus.
In a relationship with the Lord.
Suhtes Jumalaga.
And he revolted against the Lord.
Suhtes Jumalaga, ta mässas Jumala vastu.
So it's very clear here that in the Brahmajyoti you can't do nothing. If someone is in the Brahmajyoti merged in Brahman, they can't do anything. It's a state of inactivity.
Ja siin võib selgelt järeldada seda, et kui keegi on Brahmajyoti, siis ta ei saa midagi teha, sellepärast et see on tegevusetuse seisund.
So revolting means they actually had some kind, they had a sense of personal identity.
Nii et see, et on mässis, see tähendab, et neil oli mingisugune isiksus olemas.
And they misused that personal identity to revolt against the supremacy of the Lord.
aga nad kasutasid seda isiksust valesti ära ja mässasid kõrgema jumala vastu.
Therefore they are now in conditioned life.
Seega on nad nüüd tingimustes sõltuvas elus.
So Srila Prabhupada very nicely describes how these devotees of the Lord
Seega Srila Prabhupada väga ilusti selgitab, kuidas nad jumala pühendunud.
Come on behalf of the Lord
tulevad jumala eestkosteks
to deliver the conditioned souls from their entanglement within conditioned life.
Et vabastada tingimustest sõltuvaid hingi tingimustest sõltuvast elust.
These are called confidential servitors of the Lord.
Neid kutsutakse
Jumala lähedasteks teenriteks.
And the service of such persons
ja selliste isiksuste teenimine
is the actual means by which one can
on tegelik tee läbi mille võib
gradually get the quality of such servants
võib järgjärguselt omandada sellise teenrite omadused.
This is a very significant point.
See on väga oluline punkt.
That by those persons that you serve, you develop their qualities.
Et need inimesed, keda te teenite, nende omadusetega saavutate.
So, when the confidential servants of the Lord, when we have that opportunity to serve them,
nii et meil on võimalus teenida Jumala lähedasi teenreid.
We should take that with great enthusiasm.
Et me suure entusiasmiga peaksime seda võimalust kasutama.
Because according to the degree of how much we lovingly absorb ourselves in serving these servants of the Lord.
Nii et vastavalt sellele astmele, kui süvenenult me teenime neid Jumala teenreid.
We inherit their qualities.
Me saame nende omadused.
So the question is, you want to inherit a little bit of their qualities?
Küsimus on selles, et sa tahad natuke saada nende omadusi.
Or would you like to inherit all of their qualities?
Või tahate saada kõiki nende omadusi?
That inheritance of their qualities will be according to your degree of absorption and loving service to them.
Nii et see omaduste omastamine teie poolt sõltub sellest, kui sügavalt te neid teenite.
If you're given an opportunity to have a meeting with Mr. Bill Gates,
kui teil on võimalus näiteks kohtuda härra Bill Gatesiga,
would you like to get one small coin? Would you like to get millions and millions of dollars?
Et kas te tahaksite saada mingisuguse väikse sendide käest või miljoneid dollareid?
From that meeting.
Sellest kohtumisest.
So when you have the opportunity to associate with the devotees of the Lord,
et kui teil on võimalus suhelda Jumala teenritega,
you should decide how much benefit you want to derive from that association.
Te peate mõtlema, kui palju kasu te tahate sellest saada.
And you should serve them accordingly.
Ja te peate vastavalt sellele ka neid teenima.
And by doing that, everything, all the qualities will come to you.
Ja seda tehes kõik omadused teile ka tulevad.
In other words, by agreeing to serve them with love,
nii et nõustudes neid armastusega teenides,
to the fullest extent of your capabilities,
nii hästi kui te suudate,
you will quickly advance on the path of Krishna consciousness.
Siis te kiiresti jõuate Krishna teadvuses edasi.
Just like we have seen in India.
Nii nagu me näeme Indias.
Many people they travel on the bicycle.
Et paljud inimesed sõidavad rattaga.
Because they do not have car.
Sest neil pole autot.
But they have to go quite a long way to their place of employment.
Aga nende töökoht asub näiteks väga kaugel.
So how will they make that great travel every day? It's a lot of hard work, a lot of pedaling on the bicycle.
Et väga palju väntamist on rattaga iga päev.
But they very easily accomplish their travel just by grabbing a hold of one truck or one bus.
Aga nad väga kergesti teostavad seda näiteks, et rattaga sõidavad ja võtavad bussist või mingist autost kinni ja hoiavad.
And then that bus or that truck pulls them along at a high speed.
Nii et suurel kiirusel see buss või see auto tõmbab meid kaasa.
Without any endeavor on behalf of the bicycle rider.
Ja rattasõitja ei pea midagi tegema.
He only has to keep his balance and hold on, that's all.
Aga ainult ta peab hoidma tasakaalu ja hoidma sellest autos kinni.
No pedaling required.
Aga üldse pole vaja väntamist.
So.
Seega.
In the same way, if we can take advantage of the association of the servants of the Lord,
samamoodi, kui me kasutame seda võimalust, et suhelda nende
Jumala lähedaste
We can simply grab onto them by giving them loving service.
Et kui me saame andes või tehes pühendunud armastusliku teenimist neile, sellega võtame neist kinni.
Then we will be pulled along very nicely on the pathway back to Godhead.
Siis sellel teel tagasi Jumala juurde tõmmatakse meid väga ilusti kaasa.
So now we can see if there's any questions.
Ja me võime näha, kas on mingid küsimusi.
Yeah.
If we serve someone who has more bad qualities, do we get their qualities also?
If you take shelter of persons who have bad qualities.
Et mis siis kui me teenime inimesi, kellel on halvad omadused, kas me saame need ka endale? Ja kurva ütleb, et kui me võtame varjupaika nende inimeste üles, kellel on halvad omadused.
You will develop their bad qualities, as it then.
Siis te samuti saate nende halvad omadused aja jooksul.
That's why the first principle of Krishna consciousness given by Lord Chaitanya.
Ja see on esimene printsiip, mida Krishna teaduses Jumal Chaitanya annab.
Is asat sanga tyag. Give up the association of non-devotees.
Ja see printsiip on see, et loobuge mitte pühendunutega suhtlemast.
Of course, for the sake of preaching, we approach everyone.
Kuid jutustamise eesmärgil läheneme me kõigile.
But we approach them not to take their association.
Aga me ei lähene selle eesmärgiga, et saada nende suhtlust.
We approach them to give them our association.
Et me läheneme neile selle mõttega, et anda neile enda suhtlust.
In other words, if you go to someone to take their association.
Et näiteks kui te lähete kellegi juurde, et saada tema suhtlust.
You become like them.
Siis saate selliseks nagu tema.
And when you go to give them your association.
Kui te lähete tema juurde ja annate talle enda suhtlust.
You want to make them become like you.
Siis tahate, et ta saaks selliseks nagu teie.
It's a big difference.
See on suur erinevus.
Questions more?
Küsimusi?
Mul naine eile küsis, et kus see piir on, et sõnaga, et kui palju inimene peab lootma Krishna peale ja kui palju ta peab lootma ise enda peale.
Igu sest, et his wife asked yesterday that where's the line, that how much must she depend on Krishna and how much she must depend on herself. Where's the line? How much?
She should completely depend on Krishna.
Ta peaks täielikult lootma Krishnale.
100%. Because she has to understand whatever ability she has to make decisions, to act.
Peab aru saama, et kõik võimalused, mis tal on võimalik.
It is all by the mercy of Krishna.
Et kõik tema võimalused on Krishna armulikus.
She has a good brain. She's a very intelligent woman.
Et tal on hea mõistus. Ta on väga tark naine.
But she depends on Krishna for that good brain.
Aga selle targa mõistuse eest ta, ta võlgneb selle Krishnale.
So therefore she has to understand that she should depend 100% on Krishna.
Seega peab aru saama, et ta sõltub 100% Krishnast.
Even for the heart to beat within the body, to keep the body alive.
Et isegi läbi selle südame, mis hoiab keha elus.
That does not depend on Lay's potato chips.
Et see ei sõltu Lay's kartuli krepsudest.
See, that depends on Krishna.
See sõltub Krishnast.
So she has to 100% depend on Krishna.
Et ta peab 100% sõltuma Krishnast.
But you have to do that before you can really effectively explain that to her.
Aga enne kui sa efektiivselt suudad seda talle selgitada.
You must first do.
Sa pead esiteks tegema ise.
You can't expect someone else to realize something that you have not fully realized.
Et sa ei saa oodata kedagi, et keegi saaks aru sellest, milles sina pole täielikult aru saanud.
So your first business is you have to fully depend upon Krishna.
Et sinu esimene tegu on see, et sina pead täielikult sõltuma Krishnast.
You have to get off of the mental platform.
Off of the mental platform.
Mental platform.
Sa pead nagu mõistuslikult tasandilt ära tulema.
Are you chanting 16 rounds regularly?
Kas sa kordad 16 singi regulaarselt?
Oh, that's very good. Are you following strictly all the rules and regulations?
Kas sa kõiki reegleid ja regulatsiooni järgid? Rangelt.
100%. Kuskil 80% praegu sada praegu
Igor says that right down 100% but maybe you know sometime ago 80%
vahes kukkus
sometimes he fell falls
aga so no more falling
aitab kukkumisest
no more falling in love
aitab
now on you must be 100% depending on Krishna
nüüd sa pead 100% sõltama Krishnast
you want your wife to be 100% dependent on Krishna
kui sa tahad et su naine on 100% sõltuv Krishnast
wife, the husband is meant to lead the wife by his perfect example
tõesõnaga et oma eeskujuga peab mees juhtima oma naist
So now you must be 100% dependent on Krishna.
Nüüd pead olema sina 100% sõltuv Krishnast.
No more laying your lap in the, no more laying your head in the lap of Maya Devi.
Aitab oma pea Maya Devi sülle panemisest.
She will just cut your throat.
Ta lihtsalt lõikab su kõri läbi.
Strictly following Krishna prints.
Nii et rangelt järgid Krishna printsiipe.
You must do now.
Sa pead nüüd seda tegema.
No more playing around with Maya.
Aitab Mayaga mängimisest.
Any more questions?
How do I know that I'm doing my best when I'm trying to serve my spiritual master?
This is a very nice question. How do I know if I'm doing my best to serve my spiritual master?
See on väga hea küsimus, et kuidas ma tean, et ma annan oma parima teenides vaimset õpetajat?
You should always feel that you're not doing your best.
Tegelikult sa peaksid alati tundma seda, et sa ei tee parimat, oma endas parimat.
Should always feel that you have to improve more and more and more.
Sa pead mõtlema, et ma pean alati täiustama ennast, alati.
If you're in that mood,
kui sa olete selles meeleolus,
then you're doing your best.
Siis sa teete oma parima.
If you always feel that I'm not doing my best,
kui alati tunned, et ma ei anna endas parimat.
And I have to try even harder now to do my very, very best.
Ja kui ma pean proovima väga palju, et anda tõesti kõige paremat.
Then you're properly situated.
Siis te olete, siis on kõik korras.
But if you're thinking, oh, my service to Gurudev is now perfect.
Aga kui te mõtlete nii, et oh, minu teenimine Gurudevale on täiuslik.
But he is correcting me.
Aga ta parandab mind.
What is wrong with Gurudev?
Mis on Gurudeval viga?
You see, then there's some problem.
Siis on mingi probleem.
You have to always think I am not serving well enough.
Te mõtleme, et ma mitte kunagi ei teeni piisavalt hästi.
And whatever chastisement I get from Guru or from Guru Mata, it is a great blessing.
Et iga kritiseering, mida ma saan Guru või Guru naise käest, see on õnnistus.
If you're in this mood, then you are serving your very best. But you never think you're serving your very best. You always think I'm such a rascal. I don't serve properly, you know, need to learn how to serve properly.
Et alati mõelge, et ei tee piisavalt head teenimise, et alati mõelge, kuidas seda täiustada.
Questions more?
Küsimus.
Et kui inimesel on raske haigus, kas inimene tohib pöörduda palvega Jumala poole, et ta aitaks või lihtsalt, et las Jumal teeb nii nagu on vaja selle mõttega
Okay. If a person has some extreme illness, really bad something, can he approach God and pray that God helps him with that illness, or should he not at all think about that illness and just accept what God does?
There's a very easy way to deal with on a spiritual level with illness.
Et vaimsel tasandil on väga kerge viis kuidas haigusega tegelda.
You say my dear lord.
Ütled, et minu armas Jumal.
Presently my body is very very sick.
Et praegu on minu keha väga väga haige.
You please guide me with what I should do with this sick body.
Sa palun juhenda mind, mida ma peaksin selle haige kehaga tegema.
You just ask Krishna to guide you what I should do.
Siis nad peaksid Krishna paluma.
Please help me understand how I can best serve you in this situation.
Sa pead Krishna paluma, et kuidas ma selles olukorras saaksin siin kõige paremini teenida.
Some sick body is actually a blessing.
Haige keha on tegelikult õnnistus.
To help you remember that this material world is not a place of enjoyment.
Et näidata sulle seda, et see materiaalne maailm ei ole naudingu koht.
The Vedic injunction is that disease should be eradicated immediately.
Vedalik järeldus on see, et haigus tuleb kohe emaldada.
So whatever sickness you have, you must do everything you can to get rid of it.
Et kui sul on ükskõik mingi haigus, siis sa pead selle koheselt ka kaotama.
But sometimes we have a disease which is incurable.
Aga mõnikord on meil haigus, mis on ravimatu.
And instead of becoming bewildered or depressed by that incurable disease,
nii et ei tohiks selle haiguse pärast muutuda depressiivseks.
We should try to see how Krishna has blessed us.
Vaid selle asemel peaksime nägema, kuidas Krishna on meid õnnistanud.
And then ask him to guide us how to cope with that situation in a way that is pleasing to him.
Ja paluma temalt, et kuidas oleks temale meeldiv, et mis moodi me selle olukorraga peaksime hakkama saama.
The point is that even the most distressful situation is a wonderful opportunity to help us to surrender to Krishna even more.
Mõte on selles, et isegi kõige jubedamas olukorras on just väga hea võimalus aina rohkem Krishnale alistada.
Aitäh.
Thank you.
Jai. Questions more?
Küsimus.
There are so many people who have never met any devotee.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore I have two questions. Does the appearance of devotees depend on karma? And if it does, what is the chance for those people who are not so fortunate?
Okay, the answer is it doesn't depend on karma.
Et küsimus oli selline, et on väga palju inimesi, kes mitte kunagi oma elus ei kohtugi pühendunutega ja et kas pühendunutega kohtumine, kas karma määrab selle ja mis on nendes inimeses, kes ei ole nii õnnelikud, et neil nii on karma.
It is the mercy of the Vaishnavas.
Et tegelikult vastus ei seisingi karmas, vaid hoopis Vaishnavate armulikkuses.
It is the a merciful benediction coming through from the spiritual energy for someone who is caught up in the material energy.
Ja see, kes on materiaalses energias kinni, see on, tema jaoks on see vaimsest energias tulenev õnnistus.
And somehow or other they are fortunate to get that contact with the devotee by the mercy of the devotees. Not karma.
Et see ei ole karma, kui neil õnnestub läbi Juma, läbi pühendunud armulikkusega nendega suhelda.
And if they take advantage of that mercy.
Ja kui nad see armulikust kasutavad.
Then they can come out of karma chakra.
Siis nad võivad karma chakrast välja tulla.
Devotees are not acting under the law of karma.
Ja pühendunud ei tegutse karma seaduse all.
And if one is blessed with the contact of a devotee.
Ja kui üks on õnnistatud, inimene on õnnistatud pühendunuga suhtlemisega.
That is the mercy of the devotee.
Siis on see pühendunud armulikus.
Of course, good karma can help you.
Muidugi samas hea karma võib teid aidata.
But it doesn't depend on good karma.
Aga see konkreetne asi ei sõltu heas karmast.
The devotee can give his mercy to anyone and everyone, whether they karmically deserve it or not.
Pühendunu võib anda oma armulikus üksik kellele, sõltumata sellest, kas on karmaliselt selle ära teinud või mitte.
The devotee's distribution of karma of mercy is not dependent, is not acting under the laws of karma.
Nii et pühendunu armulikus jagamine ei sõltu karmast.
It is acting under the divine energy, the spiritual energy of the Lord.
Vaid see sõltub Jumala vaimsest energiast.
But my question was, some people never met any devotee. How can you explain that?
Yes.
Aga küsimus on see,
it is not a karma.
Aga ma küsin, et mõni inimene ei ole mitte kunagi kohanud pühendunud, et mis siis, et see ei ole karma, mis sellest?
It is actually a very simple thing.
See on tegelikult väga lihtne asi.
That Krishna, is there. The original supreme personality of Godhead is seated in the heart of every living entity.
Asi on selles, et Jumala kõrgem isiksus on igalühe südames.
It's not that he doesn't have divine contact.
Mitte see, et tal on jumalik side.
Every living being is in direct contact with God.
Et tegelikult iga elus olend on otseses sidemes Jumalaga.
But because they are denying God,
aga kuna nad eitavad seda,
or because they are taking God as their order supplier,
või kui nad suhtuvad Jumalasse kui oma soovide täitjasse,
they are not getting the advantage of the Lord within their heart.
Siis nad ei saa seda eelist kasutada, et Jumal on neil südames.
If a living entity realizes,
kui elusolend saab aru,
that I am suffering in this material existence,
et ma kannatan selles materiaalse eksistentsis.
What can I do to get out of it?
Ja mis ma saan teha, sest välja saada?
The Lord within his heart chides your guru.
Siis Jumal tema südames
will notice, and he will arrange that that person can now come in contact with the devotee.
Siis ta märkab seda soovi ja korraldab niimoodi, et see inimene jõuab pühendunutega kontakti.
So one becomes actually desirous of becoming free from the suffering condition of material existence.
Nii et kui inimene jõuab selle soovini, et ta tahab vabaneda kannatusest,
he does not have to seek out the devotees.
Siis ta ei pea otsima pühendunut.
The devotees will find him.
Siis pühendunud leiavad tema.
By the grace of Krishna.
Läbi Krishna armulikkuse.
So this is true throughout the whole history of the world.
Ja see on kogu maailma ajaloo jooksul paika pidanud.
Everyone has an equal opportunity throughout the entire history in all times, places and circumstances.
Igal ajal, igas kohas, ükskõik mis olukorras, kõigil on võrdne võimalus.
To go back to home, back to God.
Et minna tagasi koju, tagasi Jumala juurde.
It's not that Krishna favors some and does not favor others.
See ole nii, et Krishna eelistab kedagi ja teisi ei eelista.
He equally favors everyone.
Ta võrdselt eelistab kõiki.
And he reciprocates with them according to their desire.
Ja ta vastab neile vastavalt nende soovidele. Vastavalt soovile.
Does it mean that only when we start doubting our own ability to get out of this misery, only then God gives us a chance to meet?
No. There's at least two things that there's at least two ways you can get out.
Kas see ei ole niimoodi, et kui ma jõuan selle punktini, et ma hakkan kahtlema, et ma ise ei pääse sellest olukorrast välja, et kas ma siis hakkan mõtlema Jumalas?
As we have just described.
Asi ei ole päris selles, nagu me oleme nüüd just kirjeldanud.
If the living entity himself awakens, if the desire to get out of the suffering, permanently escape the suffering, awakens within the heart of the living entity, then the Lord will bring you in contact with his devotee. He will arrange that.
Et kui elusolendil püsivalt tekib südames soov vabaneda selles materiaalses maailmas, siis Jumal korraldab kohtumise pühendunuga.
And even if that tendency does not awaken in the heart.
Et isegi kui see soov või see kalduvus südames ei arene.
Still the devotees by their mercy.
Siis ikkagi pühendunud läbi oma armulikkuse.
They approach everyone.
Lähenevad üksik kellele.
To give them this message of Krishna.
Et anda neile seda Krishna sõnumit.
But in this first case, the first step is to see that you can't solve yourself your problems. So
That's one type of realization.
Yeah, that's
yes. Okay. But I'm suffering. I can't get out of it. It doesn't seem right. So how can I get out of it?
Aga alguses peab ju ikkagi tunnistama, et ma ise ole võimeline sellest olukorrast pääsema. Ja tõsi on, et algus peab tunnistama, et ma ei ole võimeline.
One may have some faith that there must be a state beyond all suffering. Now why, what's wrong? Why am I suffering?
Et peab olema mingi tunne, et peab olema ju kannatus, sest mingi kõrgem tasand, et miks ma kannatan siis.
And then one seeks out a teacher who can enlighten one how to achieve that state beyond all misery.
Ja siis otsib inimene üles vaimse õpetaja, kes aitab teda jõuda selle tasandini.
That's many people are seeking spiritual enlightenment.
Paljud inimesed otsivad vaimset valgustumist.
But the trouble is that they're seeking, if one seeks to become God,
kui probleem on selles, et kui inimene tahab saada Jumalaks,
then one remains entrapped within the material nature.
Siis ta jääb materiaalses loodus kinni.
It's only when one agrees to serve God that one can actually become released from the material nature.
Aga materiaalses looduses saab vabaks ainult siis, kui inimene nõustub teenima Jumalat.
Any other questions? Jarek.
Selline küsimus, et kuidas selles, et kus sa hinge endale keha?
Mm-hmm.
Kus kohast? Mis mood?
Kus sa hinge endale keha? Mm-hmm. Where and how did the soul got itself a body?
Do what? Where and when did the soul do what?
To get got his body, got the body.
To get the material body.
Materiaalset keha. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, material body.
Yes.
Et kus ta sai?
The soul exists in.
Hing eksisteerib.
Eternal service to the Lord.
Igaveses Jumala teenimises.
But because he is qualitatively one with the Lord.
Aga kuna ta on kvaliteetselt Jumalaga võrdne.
He shares with the Lord.
Ta jagab Jumalaga.
The quality of independence.
Iseseisvuse omadust.
The Lord is unlimitedly his independence is unlimited.
Aga Jumala iseseisvus on piiritu.
And your independence is there, but it's very small.
Aga sinu iseseisvus on ka seal, aga see on väga väike.
Your independence is you can choose to love the Lord or you can choose to leave the Lord.
Sinu iseseisvus seisneb selles, et kas sa võid Jumalat armastada või ära minna Jumala juures.
Of course, who would want to leave the Lord?
Aga muidugi, kes sa tahaks Jumalat jätta?
The spiritual world is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge.
Et vaine maailm on täis teadmise ja täis õndsust.
So why would someone want to leave the Lord?
Et miks keegi tahaks üldsegi Jumalatest ära minna?
Actually, there are an infinite number of living entities in the spiritual world.
Tegelikult on lõputu hulk elusolendeid vaikuse maailmas.
So, out of that infinite number,
nii et sellest lõputust hulgast,
who possess the free will to either love the Lord or leave the Lord,
et kes omab seda iseseisvust, et armast Jumalat või jätta Jumalat maha,
there is some possibility that they could, some of them could misuse their independence.
Ja on võimalus, et nendest keegi võib kasutada seda iseseisvust valesti.
If we were to say that it's impossible that any of them could ever misuse their independence.
Et kui me ütleme, et see on täiesti võimatu, et keegi neist võiks kunagi oma iseseisvust valesti kasutada.
That means they have no free will.
See tähendab, et siis pole neil vabat tahet.
Free will means there has to be some possibility that the living being can misuse his independence.
Ja vaba tahe tähendab seda, et seal peab olema mingi võimalus, et elusolend kasutab oma iseseisvust valesti.
And if there is some possibility that he can misuse his independence.
Ja kui on mingi võimalus, et ta kasutab oma
iseseisvust valesti. That possibility then must turn into a certain degree of probability. As we say in mathematics, probability statistics.
Nagu ütleme matemaatikas, probability statistics, mis see on?
Yeah, we have a mathematician here.
Meil on see matemaatik.
There has to be some...
Tõenäosus statistics.
There has to be... As soon as you talk about possibility, then we enter into the realm of probability statistics.
Et ühesõnaga, kui me räägime võimalustest, siis me ütlesin, räägime ka tõenäosusest.
That means there's some tangible percentage.
See tähendab, et seal on mingisugune protsent.
Of living entities which will in fact misuse their independence.
Et ta pole mingi protsent elusolendid, kes tõesti kasutavad oma.
It has to be some degree of probability, otherwise there's no possibility.
Et ta pole mingi tõenäosus, muidu ei ole see võimalik, et keegi valesti.
And there's no independent.
Seega ei ole ka mingisugust iseseisvust.
Krishna doesn't want robots.
Krishna ei taha roboteid.
But he winds them up and they walk around going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Ja, et sellised robotid ei taha.
He wants people who serve him with love.
Tahab inimesi, kes teenivad Jumalat armastusega.
Who have the choice to love him or to leave him, but they choose to love him.
Kes omavad tahet või omavad võimalust, et kas armastus Jumalat või jätta Jumalat, aga kes hoopis armastavad Jumalat.
So there has to be some degree of probability.
Ja see peab olema mingisugune tõenäosus.
0.00000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
mis on muidugi 0,000000 väga pikk nullide rida 1%.
But because there is an infinite number of living entities in the spiritual world.
Aga kuna vaimses maailmas on lõputu hulk elusolendid.
Even though the fraction is infinitesimal.
Isegi see väike protsent, see fraktsioon on lõputu.
You still mathematically end up with an infinite number of living entities here in this material existence. You still end up with an infinite number of living entities here in this material existence.
et isegi selles materiaalses eksistentsis on lõputu hulk elusolendeid.
Who are stuck with these rotting material bodies.
Kes on nendes materiaalsetes kehades kinni? Mädanevates kehades kinni.
And thinking, yes, I am God.
Ja mõtlevad, et jah, mina olen Jumal. Kas kõik hinged on erinevad?
Are all the souls different? Of course they're all different.
Muidugi on erinevad.
Just like the winter here, you have many flakes of snow, isn't it?
Just nii nagu teil siin talvel on hästi palju erinevad lumehelbeid.
Are any two flakes the same?
Kas need kaks helves näiteks on alati samad?
If you look under a microscope, every snowflake is completely unique.
Et kui vaadata mikroskoobi peale, siis iga lumehelves on täiesti unikaalne.
There's no such thing as two snowflakes that are the same.
Ei ole kunagi nii, et kaks lumehelvest on täpselt samad.
So every single jiva or spirit soul is totally unique.
Et iga jiva või vaimne hing on unikaalne.
You may ask why.
Te võite küsida, miks?
That is for Krishna's enjoyment.
Aga see on Krishna naudinguks.
He is manifesting each jiva from himself in order to enjoy a unique loving relationship with that particular jiva.
Nii et just selleks, et selle konkreetse elusolendi või selle konkreetse jivaga.
So now do you see why you're cheating?
Et selle jivaga just erilist suhet omada, selleks ongi erinev.
If you don't surrender to Krishna?
Et ette sohki, kui te ei alistu Krishnale.
He is created, he is manifesting you in a unique, as a unique soul, so he can have a unique relationship with you.
Ta on tekitanud teid kui unikaalse hinge, et omada erilist sideteega.
Nobody else can satisfy his desire to have that certain particular relationship.
Mitte keegi ei saa rahuldada seda soovi, tema seda soovi.
Except for you.
Peale teie.
Krishna wants you.
Krishna tahab teid.
Because you are different than the other soul.
Sest teie olete teises hingedest erinev.
You can satisfy him in a way that nobody else can.
Te võite teine teda hoopis teistmoodi kui keegi teine.
So you are actually causing disturbance for the Lord if you don't surrender to him.
Ja tegelikult te tekitate jumalast rahutust, kui teda talle ei alistu.
Therefore you must surrender.
Seega te peate alistuma.
So we'll stop here.
Me lõpetame siin.
We'll have more opportunities the next two classes for answering questions. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, ISKCON devotees ki jai.